Hi, welcome to The Behavioral Profit, the podcast where leadership, behavior meets bottom line results. I'm your host, Debbie Longo, Executive Behavioral Coach. Each week, we unpack the mindsets, habits, and cultural shifts that turn teams into high-performing, profit-driven powerhouses so you can lead with purpose and win with people. Joining me today is Al Kushner, an award-winning author and sought-after LinkedIn growth strategist, renowned for his innovative approach to digital networking. His groundbreaking book, The AI LinkedIn Advantage, has transformed how professionals and businesses level artificial intelligence to optimize their LinkedIn presence, grow networks, and drive meaningful engagement. Al's expertise in blending AI-driven strategies with actionable insights has made him a trusted advisor and thought leader, empowering countless individuals to achieve measurable results on the platform. Good afternoon, Al. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Debbie. Glad to be here.
What is your area of expertise or main focus? What topic or area do you focus on professionally?
I would say the most topic that's in demand for me is about leadership, particularly thought leadership. It's something that I find a lot of the organizations reach out to me to talk to the members, and AI technology has been something that's been on the forefront of people and on top of mind. So that's been really something that's been my focus.
So I know that AI has been, people think anyway, that it's really been taking over in place of humans doing things what humans normally would do. And now AI is making everything a lot faster. But I think that it's helping people rather than taking jobs away from them, which is what I'm hearing from a lot of people, because and that's why they're a little afraid of AI being in that form. What we do here, my podcast, is we focus on behavior and the leadership. But how do I understand that AI is not going to take my job away from me? How do I be able to go to work every day with a positive attitude and know, not only think, know that AI and computers and are there only to help me, you know, that I'm in control of that instead of it being in control of me?
Well, I would say that look at AI as a tool that you can use to help you in your job and your performance. But the fact is that if you don't want to learn AI, you will be replaced by someone who knows AI and how to use it. So that's pretty much what it is. So, and I've seen a lot of this happening in the industry and a lot of layoffs you might have seen going on with some major companies and a lot of prerequisites for people who are applying for jobs. I mean, if they don't know basic AI technology, they're going to be left out because the competitors are out there. I mean, and it's amazing. It's actually being a growth industry itself. There are a lot of opportunities for prompt engineers, for example. They're getting six-figure salaries out of school, and that's incredible. I mean, I wish I had this opportunity years ago when I graduated. Come on. But now I look at it from a positive standpoint. I think it's just helping you do better at what you do at your job. If you embrace it, it could be very beneficial.
Yeah, I agree with that. I really like the way you described it and the way that if I don't want to embrace it and I'm not willing to go with the change, then there's going to be definite issues going on because then I'm just colliding with it rather than learning how to work with it. And I think that's anything would change, anything that's going to allow me to change. So next question is, what key idea or takeaway would you like listeners to remember from your episode?
Well, I would say that they should, if they're interested in using LinkedIn strategically, they should look at optimizing their profile and really look for ways that will help to enhance their appearance on the platform. Because a lot of them, they don't really take it seriously for the most part. They treat it like a resume, haven't looked at it in ages, and they're wondering when they're trying to get work and jobs that they don't think people are going to look them up on LinkedIn, and they are. That's the first thing people go to beyond business cards. So if you're not embracing LinkedIn and learning about how to optimize your profile, you're going to be at a loss, and that's something that is not a good thing for anyone who is looking to do business or looking for job opportunities.
So LinkedIn 101, I was always taught that keep it current. If you post once a month or twice a month, so you have some current posts on there, so people know that you're active. So if I forget about it, then what's going to happen? It's not going to do anything for me. People are going to forget about me too. One of the things that I like to do on LinkedIn is I say if they have a milestone, they've been in a job for a year, I put congratulations, little things like that. And that just helps me to keep being exposed where people see my name. They see that I'm active doing things. And that's not the only platform I'm on when I focus on other things too, like podcasts and stuff. But social media is really, really, really important. And that's really the bottom line. So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what challenges or transformations have defined your professional journey?
Well, I would say that the book certainly was a game changer for me and creating this book about AI technology and LinkedIn. I've gotten a lot more opportunities on podcasts than I have speaking engagements and such because it's such a hot topic. So that's been a real game changer for me. And I'm really grateful and blessed to be able to provide my insights to people who want to know what they can do to help improve themselves on the platform.
That's a big thing. AI is a big thing now everywhere. And it definitely plays a part in LinkedIn. There's a lot of different areas on LinkedIn where AI is there. That's good. So are there any specific topics, lessons, or stories you'd love to cover during your interview?
Well, we certainly don't have enough time to cover a lot of things on LinkedIn, I would say, to say the least. But I think the first thing we should do is get connected on LinkedIn because you're not connected to me. And that would be a good starting point right there. So let's get connected. And then we can certainly look at some of the things. If I was looking at a profile, for example, I offer a free optimization profile worksheet that people, your listeners, can access for free. It's at my website, linkvantage.com/audit. And they can have this tool that they can use to help optimize their profile so they can look presentable, because that's going to make a difference of them being trustworthy on the platform. Have a current headshot, which would be great, professional image in the background, search keywords for your profile headline, as well as creating articles, and most importantly, getting testimonials. That's crucial in any type of success on LinkedIn. Being proactive about getting testimonials, recommendations are essential because that's third-party endorsements that you really should take advantage of, because that's definitely helpful in you gaining trust of those who you want to connect with. So yeah, a lot of good stuff that can be covered. Groups to join on LinkedIn. There's a lot of great groups that you can be part of, which is important. And underutilized tool called newsletters that are available on LinkedIn. Do you have a newsletter that you use?
I was going to make one. I don't have one right now, but I was in the process of actually doing one. I just found out about it, actually.
Well, there you go. Well,
recently,
you can actually do more than just one newsletter. I have five newsletters.
And
I
go
every week.
Okay.
And we're all segmented on different, because I work with a lot of, I would say, referral partners. I have accountants, I have attorneys, I have financial planners, and they go out each week. And I schedule that in advance. A lot of times I write them on the weekend and have it scheduled weeks in advance. So it's great. And being consistent once a week is great. You'll find that newsletters have such an incredible reach on LinkedIn because it goes not only in LinkedIn, you get notified of it, but also outside of LinkedIn too, into inboxes, because it has such a high authority that it bypasses spam filters. So guess what? You're going to have incredible reach on that newsletter that you send from LinkedIn, and as well as Google searches too, which are incredible. So it's definitely a tool that needs to be addressed because it's powerful.
And it goes to your connections that you have, correct?
It goes to subscribing to your newsletter. So you can have, I'm not sure how many connections that you have, but when you do produce the newsletter, I believe they get notified that your newsletter is available and they can subscribe to it. And if they do, when you send it out to the next one, they'll receive it.
Okay.
Just on LinkedIn, but outside LinkedIn too. So that's, which is great. So that really.
Interesting. So the fact is that there are billions and billions of people on social media. and especially LinkedIn, because we're doing B2B, obviously, but B2C also. So LinkedIn is very important for that type of thing, what we're talking about here. And I'm talking about executives, business owners. So LinkedIn is perfect for this. But even with this, people say, oh, executives and business owners don't have enough time for LinkedIn. That's not true, because they're on their phone and they use it if they're online at a coffee place or something like that. And I think most people use social media on their phone more than on their computer. So when I make my profiles, I look at my phone and I look at the picture and how the profile looks to see if it looks okay on the phone. And all these things that we're talking about, the newsletter and putting myself out there, posting current frequently, those things to me are important. And also, if I can know that I will get the business, or people will subscribe to my newsletter, or people will respond to me if I'm commenting or posting, then that will happen. If I'm not sure and I'm afraid and I'm doubtful, then there's an issue. That might not happen. And then if it doesn't, then I get discouraged. So these are all things to me. It's nice to know information and have the facts and everything, which is very important. But to me, the behavior and the attitude is the most important thing, because anything I do, whether it's social media or LinkedIn or whatever it is, I want to be able to have a positive attitude and know that thing is going to work for me before I even go into it. You're convinced, I'm convinced, because we know that it's working for us. But I'm talking about the person that's listening to this podcast. If you're listening and you're unsure about what we're talking about, then you might want to do some research, go on the internet, find out the information, ask a friend who's a business owner also, and who's on LinkedIn, on social media. And then when we do that, we get more information. And that allows me, that helps me to become, to get out of the box. So I could think of different ways to focus on my business and to increase sales and profits like that. So this is just one little piece of a big pie that will help me with my business. You made this your business. I made my coaching and my podcast and everything, I made that my business. But I want to help people maybe develop a business, or maybe just increase sales and profits if their company is not doing good. They could be a big company and they're not doing good, or they're not meeting their goals or whatever. So that's the idea to this podcast. So this was good. I thank you for being on the show. Is there anything that you would like to say in closing?
No, that my book is available on Amazon as well as Barnes & Noble. And if you prefer audio, it's also available on Spotify. Check it out. The book is one of the great resources. My website, linkvantage.com. You'll also find my worksheet, as I mentioned before, linkvantage.com/audit. Help optimize your profile for your listeners. I think you'll enjoy that and appreciate that. And have them check out my podcast, The AI Authority Edge, available on Spotify and Apple.
Al, thanks for steering us past the surface tactics and into deeper waters of who we're being. You showed that when leaders recalibrate their inner compass, whether through positive intelligence, their culture and numbers fall in line. Listeners, if your conversation made you a bit uneasy, that's the signal to act. Grow never feels tidy at first. If you found value here, share the episode with a colleague who still chases quick fixes. Describe your favorite platform so you'll never miss an insight that turns behavior into profit. I'm Debbie Longo. This is Behavioral Profit, where we challenge the way you lead so your team can win with purpose. Until next week, keep testing your assumptions, keep refining your habits, and keep turning leadership into your strongest asset. Al, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.